And welcome, 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 and good morning and good day, guys. Just wishing you all, before we start off with the end, which is actually part three of today's session, the branding and innovation hand-to-hand combination. Now, yesterday, I stressed why innovation is good for branding, or why innovation forms part of us as an essential element to innovation. For today, I'm going to give you five simple things to look at in terms of if you want to exercise, you want to, enforce that type of innovative approach or innovation-based approach. And the essential thing is, guys, just giving you a bit of a heads up. Rules of engagement from 12:30, I almost said 11:30, from 12:30, lines will be open in terms of how you can come in and how you can ask a few questions based upon branding and innovation. Now, I am mentioning now already that heading into innovation is not just to end at branding, because so many things in an organization, in a business, can or actually is an ingredient for branding. So many things. Today, we're just talking about the major thing, which is branding overall. But branding is everything. So this is our innovation-based discussion regarding branding. But we have many subcategories to look at. For example, you've got signage. You've got uniforms, meaning your staff. You've got gifts. You've got even a corporate presence to look at, that being everywhere. And you've also got your physical products to include and to understand. And then I'll go into the most important one, taking a look at, you know, the aspect of your overall marketing approach with regards to branding. Now, those are the four, those are the subcategories that we'll be expanding in from Monday. But in today's session, I've shared a lot yesterday, in terms of the why question with regards to innovation and branding, or why innovation is essential to branding. Today we're going to take a look at five straightforward aspects to consider. And these aspects, just to let you know, is first and foremost, it's important to remember these things, but they also help with strategizing or setting up your tactics. But it does form part of your overall strategy. Your overall strategy, remember, as a business or as an organization, or as, say, for example, as a consultant, or even as just someone that you work solo, you freelance, branding forms part at any level. Now, let's get the details regarding innovation and branding forming together. And let's get those essentials going. So first and foremost, brand innovation, or the innovation of branding, encourages, it nurtures new ideas. It doesn't mean that you should go wild with new ideas on a daily basis, because that does pose as a disadvantage to you, your team, your organization, or even just your structure, your internal structure, even with you. Because having a new idea, you have to brainstorm about the idea. It's not just about saying, oh, I'm having a light bulb moment right now, and let me go and enact the moment. You have to weigh up, and has to go through a lot of trial and error, testing, as well as also retesting stages. Because the essential thing is, guys, it might sound good on paper. It might not transpire into the reality that you anticipated. And that is where you have the actual versus the reality, or the actual versus what you envisaged, the actual versus in terms of, you know, what was the expectation. You've got to try and test. You can have wonderful ideas, but don't implement them immediately. Not immediately. You've got to test them. You've got to weigh them up. You've got to look at the opportunity cost that they also present, or the opportunity cost that is presented with two wonderful ideas, but you only have resources for one. That is what opportunity cost is. You only have, you have two good ideas. Both of them are, they can be monetized, or both of them can be exploited, but you only have resources for one. Brand innovation also encourages creativity, and it also helps marketing departments to take their organization to a next level. Now, with proper planning, which is essential, marketers can carry innovation forward successfully and they can sustain it. Now, if you can demonstrate innovation to a consumer or to a customer or to a fellow business that buys from you, businesses and their customers and consumers can promote the notion that you are that they manufacture pioneering products. What does this mean, pioneering products? What does this mean, pioneering services? Well, for example, I'll give you the major example of last year, end of last year, which was Meta's announcement, its rebranding announcement. There was nothing new that they were doing. Everyone came out. I even came out. You guys remember I came on here on air and I told you all, it's nothing new. We have seen it somewhere. We all have. We all have seen Meta somewhere, or the metaverse. We've all seen it. So the imagination level has already, the wow, you've already experienced a wow factor somewhere else. You've already experienced that wow factor. The next factor that you were supposed to experience was like, what's next? What's next? You want us to participate in virtual Teams meetings? No. You want us to participate in virtual Zoom meetings? No. There is nothing different from participating in a virtual meeting already via Zoom or Teams. There's nothing new. So you generating an avatar, I mean, Teams has it already. You can generate avatars now. They've already updated that facility. So there was nothing new. There was no wow factor. Okay, well, I personally didn't feel it. But a second on to that is, for anyone else who might not have realized it, it's the first done by a social media company. But it has already been, avatars are already in existence on a daily basis. If you're a gamer, if you've played games, if you've seen a game even virtually, if you've even played Candy Crush, you had an avatar. The pointing device was one. So in that same space, the marketing team of Meta, of Facebook, was not doing anything new. They weren't doing anything new. There's nothing new that they were doing. So there is no wow factor. There is no innovation factor. All they announced, which they did not announce, was saying, we are realigning. Realignment is re-strategizing. Realignment means you're changing your mission, vision, statement into a different focus. That is essential. So it's a more an adaptation for survivability as an organization, as a company, for sure. That was what they should have identified, but they were trying to sell us the wow factor, and there was no wow factor. Now, heading into that pioneering product element, a pioneering product, guys, would have been something like what BlackBerry did back in 2008, 2009. BlackBerry was actually already, what, 5, 6, 7 years old from 2003 onwards. They developed their own communication platform. But they were one of the first phones that pushed telecommunication service providers to sell data packets. Remember, we could all access the internet through your color screen phone back then, which were the Nokias that came through the Siemens phones. Then it was Alcatel. Then it became Ericsson's. Then it was, who was the other phone at that stage as well? There was a whole host of these phones, but MMS was your major technology at that stage. Phone camera, not so much, but you could share MMS images. So the most important thing was bringing the internet to your device through that color screen phone. So that was the wow factor. BlackBerry indicated to service providers, listen, sell data, or start including data into, if people buy credit, they also buy X amount of data. And that will allow them to make use of our BBM or our BlackBerry messaging platform, which will allow you to stay ahead. That is a wow factor. You're bringing a new product or a parallel product or product that's only part of your product. It's a niche market. It's niche manufacturing or it's niche differentiation strategy. It was well lived. It was beneficial to them. It was profitable to BlackBerry. But the unfortunate thing is they were then muscled out. It was not something they could sustain very long. So they were muscled out by no one other but Google. Google did it. Not Apple did it. Google did it. But Apple already had the platform that they needed. They already had all the products in their defense. They already had all the products. They already had many of the platforms. So all you did was what was that thing's name? The media player. The thing that almost looked like their iPhones, their very first iPhone. The iPod. Yes, the iPod. The iPod itself. Nah. If you just enabled it to take SIM cards, that was their first smartphone. That could have been their first smartphone. But when the iPhone 1 came out, then you started seeing, wow, it looks similar to the iPod, but it's not the iPod. And that's how the iPod itself started dying out, because cannibalism, internal cannibalism of products took place. That iPhone replaced the iPod, and there you go. Now, stepping from that, that was a pioneering product. iPhone changed the mobile phone market. BlackBerry further on developed it even further. Because BlackBerry's BBM messaging platform is the reason why we have WhatsApp. It's the reason why we have WhatsApp. Second honor that is, if we head into the other discussion points regarding innovation in branding or brand innovation, psychologists themselves have found that the way a brand communicates new ideas are and is a key motivation for consumers. So, what does this mean? Well, you guys might not have pictured it, but we do have a brand loyalty within Namibia, meaning people that only buy and use one company's products. For example, you would get guys that are just in love with anything VW does or anything Toyota does. Anything. They will just like it. They will love it. That's brand loyalty. Now, those kinds of diehard fans or diehard supporters of a company or a product, they would start demanding from, let's say, your frontline staff, which can be a salesperson or a service what do they call those things? A service consultant or like a dealership manager. People would start talking to them who support the brand a lot. They buy the brand, they service their cars and everything. They would start demanding things from the people who sell the brand. They would start asking them, so when's the next updated Toyota Baki coming out? Is there going to be a facelift? What is it going to include? Is it going to include the GR branding? Will there be a GR model of the Toyota Baki or of the Toyota Corolla or even of this and that? And so it goes on, because they are diehard fans. Now that is brand loyalty. Those fans will start demanding. They will start putting demands. Not fans, but customers and consumers. They will start putting demands on the company. They will say, when is the next update coming? We want to see the new thing. So that then, you've already, as a company and organization, placed yourself into this very tight spot, meaning you've got to keep a consumer base happy. You get it a lot now from, what's the organization's name? I keep forgetting these guys, but it is a car brand itself, but the aspect of them having to live up to these demands is then at the next level of things. It's usually Toyota. There's another one, Ford in the US, not Ford around the world, Ford in the US. There is also the notion of, who is the other brand that I keep forgetting about? It's not Honda. It's one of the other Japanese brands. But these guys, they've already cultivated this very strong support base. They've already cultivated it. I have not seen anything like that in Namibia. I mention it again. I have not seen anything like that in Namibia. If proven wrong, you can come through on the studio line and prove me wrong. But I've never seen something like that. I only know that we, you know, in your own personal space, you are a brand loyalist to an extent regarding certain brands. But it doesn't, but you will not go to the length of, you know, what, sleeping outside of the dealership like they've done with PlayStation and Xbox releases in previous years, where you have brand loyalists sleeping outside of a shop. Guys, really? I only know people have done that for Black Friday sales in November, but ultimately, I have not seen that level here in Africa as yet. But brand loyalty, guys, is a push factor. Now, this is a reverse push factor, because your consumers are at the end. And if they start demanding things, it is a disadvantage, because you've generated an expectation. You've generated a precedence. No, you've actually established a precedence. And secondly to that is, it's now about pleasing. Now you're playing a pleasing role. Never as a business fall into that trap, guys. You can stay ahead at innovating and doing brand innovation and product innovation. But remember your bottom line. Remember your expenses. Remember your operational costs. Remember those things. Don't just do things for the whim of it, because ultimately it's a negative. It's not a benefit, because you will have 5 customers that will come and ask you on your social media, when are you guys bringing out the new Bucky? But you know that the Bucky of last year had not been selling so good. And you've already produced X quantity of that Bucky that has not been selling so good. So what will you do? You will continue to make your costs back. You will try to earn as much revenue as you can on what you've produced. So you will try and contain your costs by not, probably, this is one of the strategies, not releasing a new edition for 2022. So you'll continue with 2021's edition into 2022, looking at whether or not you can perhaps release one for 2023. So that is one of the strategies you can work out, because as a company, you have to set your own destiny. Your destiny is determined by the amount of sales that you have to generate, as well as also how loyal and supportive the customer base is, meaning the market is. But if the market starts presenting a push factor back to you, which is a negative, you have to be very careful. And unfortunately, that's where your public relations team, your corporate communications team has to step in. A marketer's job is about generating sales, not about playing reputation management. Now we head into the next discussion. We take a look at how brands can develop a strategic approach to promotions, or promotions that highlight the product's unique value proposition. Unique value proposition, guys, has to form part of your differentiation strategy. It's not actually your differentiation. Yeah, it is your differentiation strategy. Because within your differentiation strategy, you get 3 main branches of differentiation. You can find hybrids of them between each other, but you find 3 main ones. The first one is about product differentiation. You go tell the market out there, my product forms part of the same product category that you find 10 other products in, but this product provides a different use. That's the unique value proposition you have to consider. Second on to that is also, you've got cost differentiation, meaning your company supplies the same service, the same product, but you are competitive. Oh, yes, sorry. It's a competitive strategy. It's not a differentiation strategy. Competitive strategy.
your cost, if you are doing cost differentiation, that means you are operating just by managing your costs. Nothing else. You don't care about brand innovation. You can do minor ones like a logo change here and there, like what Facebook did to Meta. You can do those small exercises. But in terms of the major outputs with regards to product development, product research and development, the testing, the works, you know, things that are major costs already, you will try and minimize those elements. You will minimize packaging. You'll minimize transport and logistical costs. You'll minimize various input costs into your product's manufacturing or your product's development. So you will manage your costs, which can make you profitable. It's one of the cleverest ways where an accountant is essential. For sure. Second on that is, or last, not second, but last on that list is niche competitive strategy. A niche competitive strategy is what BlackBerry did, but BlackBerry died out. BlackBerry virtually died out. They've been kept alive because they're owned by a Chinese company, and this Chinese company is trying to also change the way of the smartphone market, and they're still trying to keep true to the BlackBerry soul, the BlackBerry look and feel. But the unfortunate thing is, you have now four major mobile phone manufacturers. Samsung has been so successful. Samsung was the guy that beat Nokia. They beat Nokia. How do you bump Nokia, guys, out of Africa? They beat Nokia. They beat Nokia in the world. Nokia was the mainstay name. The Finns were known. Everywhere you went, you had Nokia, because Nokia had an easy-to-use phone, accessible by everyone, cost-effective to your budget, to your pocket as an individual. Plus, the phone could work almost anywhere. If you guys remember that 3310, and the other one, the 3110, the brick with the antenna, that thing that can work on any farm, that was what Nokia was about. Functionality, practicality, easy to use design. But what was the downside of Nokia? Nokia was not innovating fast enough. When Samsung came onto the scene, Samsung were giving you, first they started off with some basic designs, but then Samsung did both. They started giving you low-end handsets, and they started giving you high-end handsets. And so it went on. Then they started giving you those sleek design ones. Very slim, easy to put in your pocket, easy to use. Then Samsung decided to partner up with Google for the development of the first Android platform. And you know what's the interesting thing? I spoke to a former colleague where I worked at previously, and I asked him, you know, why would you return? Because I had this sort of like negative perspective of Samsung. And I asked him, why would you go back to a Samsung? He told me, Dwight, straightforward thing, the most honest thing, and it's the most truthful statement I've ever heard from a tech person. He said straight up, Android was actually built for Samsung. Android was not built for any other phone company that is Android-based today. Android was actually only geared and functions the best with a Samsung. If you've ever noticed that, guys, from the multitude of Android phones you might have used in your life, that is a statement that rings true to every word, every text, every dot, every letter within that sentence. And it is the truth. It is the truth. Now, in that same sense, guys, and this is now me, we'll first head to a short ad break. From the ad break, then we'll come right back. But after that, remember that the lines are open from now, 12:30, for your input with regards to brand innovation.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, ovo nongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po Mura Rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga novitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
And we return from that extended break. Now, heading in, before I head into the five essential eyes, they're known as the five reminders or the five sort of like pointers with regards to brand innovation or just, you know, innovation in its entirety. Now, I'm going to stress one aspect. You also have to manage continuous improvement in order to meet expectations that you generate as a business or as an organization. Guys, it is important. You cannot create something and then you leave it to work. It does not work like that in marketing. It does not work like that in marketing, guys. Just go to South Africa. Go to Cape Town. Have a case study there. Look at even the brand, the branding strategy of even political parties outside of Namibia. What they do. What they do. The best example was supposedly this one in Zambia. Hakainde Hichilema, his approach, because there was an internet blackout. If you guys remember that strategy, what did his communication team do? They reached out their communications in different ways. They made use of very private networks or VPNs or virtual private networks. I don't know. I can't remember what the V stands for. That is a strategy. You've got a product to sell. The product is what? The manifesto and what Hichilema stands for. That is your product. Remember, a product can be anything. A service, a physical product, a idea, you just cannot sell anything that already exists, guys. And it's the same thing like in science. You can't rename something that is natural after a human. You can't. So, like, for example, you can't sell water. You're not supposed to sell water, but, you know, things are warped. People have twisted realities, so we can't do anything there. Now, getting into these five strategies, these five idea points. First up, you've got intent. Secondly, insight. Thirdly, ideation. Fourth, innovation. And five, implementation. So they have to flow in that manner. You can't have implementation first. Remember, it has a sequence that it's running. So, in terms of the five eyes of brand innovation, and they literally are five eyes because they all start with the letter I, the brand innovation process requires workshopping. In essence, if you're an athlete, it's technically you doing drills. Or if you were in the army or in the police, it's a drill. You're doing a drill. It's an exercise. You have to workshop. Therefore, your management team has to focus on bringing together employees from every department, if it's in a big company, that can help brainstorm on ideas in a dynamic, collaborative environment. Guys, I've seen the worst nightmares in my life with regards to idea generation and innovation, where three departments will say, no, it's that department's responsibility. I've been guilty myself. I've done the same thing because I went back and I threw the ball back at that department. I told them, no, it's your department. You're in charge of this department.
take your ball. I don't want the pass. I didn't ask for the pass. I'm here for a facilitation purpose. My sole purpose is something else. I've thrown that ball back at that department because when people understand things or when they look at a total product, they forget that there is a department that has the lead automatically on something. For example, if we had to play a, we had to upscale everything with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic in the country. The main department of the country was Ministry of Health to take the lead. And it was clearly communicated to every other ministry. Anything else they want to do, they have to fall in line and have to consult with that ministry. That's the best example I can give you. And they aligned that strategy properly because that strategy was clear cut. It's a branding strategy, guys. It's a branding strategy of communication. Of communication. How congruence took place in that strategy. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. It's one of the few times, you know, that I can see that a strategy that was implemented, even though it was guided by, you know, executive powers that are given to the Minister of Health in that same sense. But you could see the strategy. It's clear cut. It's there. And you're like, okay. So now you're identifying who is the team lead in the team for this pandemic. But the nightmares I've seen myself, guys, where let me be honest. Let me be clearly honest. Let me give you the example as it is. So it was a meeting wherein I was in advertising sales and we had the multimedia team. Then we had the editorial team and then we had finance and the circulation team. This is still when I worked in the newspaper industry, the physical printing side. And at that stage, the general manager was telling me, who was a supervisor of the sales team and the multimedia editor, we should take charge of the website. I looked at the general manager and I told him, no, it's not that. We do a facilitation job here. We can give our insights. But the website is solely the editorial's job. It is their responsibility. Multimedia manages it. IT has to run support. Sales has to find ways that we can monetize this thing and make it aesthetically possible. You guys would not believe me. The editorial guys were sitting quietly. They were sitting quiet. It's their, it was their platform. It is their platform. For any news organization in the world, the responsibility of a website is an editorial because your website is an extra extension of, was an extra extension of the newspaper. It was an extra shop window. You know who are the facilitating departments who run auxiliary services and auxiliary roles at the background. But the guys at the front line, the guys who had to establish the lead, take the lead and take the thing forward, or had to redevelop the thing, unfortunately, were just sitting there quiet. They were not saying anything, guys. I mean, the multimedia person was going like, this website has to be redeveloped. And I told with the multimedia, I said, this website has to be redeveloped. There is no way of adding a plug in to something if this thing is aesthetically, meaning by the look and the feel of it, unpleasing to navigate. That is how departments come together, to scrum together. But if you have a lead department that denies or saliently or tacitly rejects their role, then you're asking the question of what are we doing here for brand innovation? And that is not supposed to happen. That is not supposed to happen. That is not, guys, I'm telling you, that is not supposed to happen. If you are in a team, if you've ever played sport in your life, your whole team members will tell you, we will never pass you the ball. Because you are playing on your own. You're playing your own game We will not pass you the ball. Even if you are open in front of the goal, even if you are open standing on the sideline ready to score the try, even if you are open to, you know, hit a slam dunk, we will not pass you the ball. That's what they will tell you. Now, if you put that team setting in a company, you will have department heads telling one department head who doesn't want to take the lead, who doesn't recognize his or her department is the lead department in this innovation exercise. They will tell him, him or her, we will not work with you if you do not accept your role. We will not. Doesn't matter what a CEO or an MD comes and says, guys. If you have such an approach, that means there is a disconnect taking place already. So even before you get to this, you've got to make sure that the right people are there. It's not about having yes men. It's people that have insight. People that can take the idea, go think about it, formulate a strategy, come back and propose their strategy. Propose it. Put it down on paper. Suggest it. Present it. In a board meeting, wherever. Because the thing is, if a department doesn't understand its role, or they've got people in the department that don't understand their function in the greater scope of things, yeah, then it becomes a lost cause. Now, after that short preaching session, getting into the essentials regarding the five I's. Now, everyone has to come together with regards to the innovation. That means all departments. You've got to get your buy-in. If you're marketing, you've got to get your buy-in from everyone. Because everyone, you actually have to play a support role to everyone. Now, there are these five phases that I'm going to share with you, these five straightforward strategies. And it's all about generating a dynamic and collaborative environment. So first and foremost, you've got intent. Intent is where brand innovation begins, with identifying the intent. To define a brand's intent, the team should examine the market opportunities in the medium to long term. Second from there is they can then identify a route towards a sustainable goal, a growth and sustainable profitability. This primary stage should then be aligned, or should align and inform the entire business strategy. So it is intent that you start with. Before we head into the rest of this discussion point, we're quickly going into a short ad break. From that ad break, guys, we're coming right back, heading into the last 15 minutes and also finishing up the last four segments of that Five Eyes for Brand Innovation. Stay tuned, Junior Number One Talk Radio Station, and this is your brand conversation.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Getting back from that short break, we head into our next four eyes, you know, as part of that branding strategy and that branding and innovation strategy. Your second eye, the first one we had was intent. They've got to identify the intent, and it has to identifying this for the medium to long term. So it's all about you know, looking at a sustainable growth and profitability aspect, or having that vision to identify it. Second on that is you get your insight. Now, the insight is where a brand needs, or brands need to cultivate a deep understanding of their target audience. So you've got to have that insight, guys. You're gonna just develop a brand strategy just for the air. But for who? Who are you targeting? Who are you targeting? Because if you know that the thing didn't work, or the branding exercise and the innovation regarding the branding exercise didn't pull off as expected, then you've got to identify where were the faults, where were the mistakes, and then try and correct. Now, through a detailed analysis of customer data, that is if your organization collects customer data, that is another discussion point. That is if your organization collects it. Firstly, a business can inform their brand purpose and their content through that detailed element. Now, creating tailor-made, this will allow them to create tailor-made solutions, communications, and also a customer experience. So it is essential, guys. You need to have the intelligence to work with. You need to have the information to work with. Information in every part of life, guys, is important. Everything is based upon an informed decision. Every decision you make is based upon an informed, is based upon information that you had access to, or information that you were given, or information that you bumped or stumbled or fell upon or rolled upon, but you got to this information that allowed you to make a decision. Thirdly, we get into the ideation. Now, the team, this branding team that you will have in your organization, or even if it's just you as an SME or as a small entrepreneur or as a freelancer or as a consultant, you or your team needs to brainstorm how to creatively articulate the brand concept. You've got to brainstorm. Now, this articulation, guys, will have a generative effect, meaning it will generate connections, more ideas, more possibilities. It will start aligning up into the first one, the intent, looking at the medium to long-term strategy to be implemented, looking at the possible impacts that you can generate, looking at the potential of receptance or reception, meaning how well it has been received or how bad it is received. It will then allow and determine how this brainstorming session will form part of the overall corporate strategy, or the overall organizational strategy, the organization's mission and vision statements. Remember, your mission and your vision statements are the two most important things. They are the things that were set up already at the beginning, before the company started, or the organization started, or before you started selling your skills as a freelancer, as a consultant. You would have had your mission, vision statement already, who you are. It can be sometimes in your head, but you at least you know what it is. Now, this ideation enables companies to visualize and to evaluate these ideas. Number four, you've got innovation. Now, the brand's concept should inform the strategic framework that creates product solutions, experiences, and also the brand portfolio. The brand portfolio, guys, it's all about if you've got, for example, if it's a manufacturing company and you've got product width and depth to manage. So any moves you do with the big corporate image, né, can have resonating, I use the word resonance, or to resonate, resonating impacts on the smaller brands that form part of the holding company or the bigger company's brand strategy. Now, if that brand strategy creates conflict with the smaller brands, you've got a major headache. So it's another balance that this planning team has to maintain. You see, sometimes you can have a wonderful brand strategy or branding exercise, but the thing is, sometimes the question that is sometimes not asked is it necessary? Is it necessary? Is it necessary? In some cases, some companies brand very quiet, rebrand very quietly. Very quietly, silently, you don't hear anything. Nothing. Nothing. Somehow they also get forgotten for their role in certain events, political events even, or major financial events. Things like that. For example, one of those big banks in the US that formed part of the financial crash of 2008-2009, one of them rebranded themselves. The bigger one that fell was the Lehman Brothers. They obviously fell away. So that legacy of that company, that bank that was approximately, 150 years old at that stage, just fell away, just died away. It was one of the America's biggest banks. It was, because the bank doesn't exist anymore. In that same state, guys, you've got to see, you know, the impact that a rebranding exercise will have. Or even if your bank or your organization had historical links to, you name it, environmental, human or political, or even just, you know, other aspects like military-wise. Well, that forms part of the human aspect or the historical aspect. But nonetheless, it's important to also look at, is it necessary to innovate the brand or to reinvigorate the brand? Now, you've got this strategy, and as I mentioned, it has, you have to weigh up a lot of things, product solutions, experiences, and brand portfolio. Now, businesses should also underpin this with the strategic allocation of resources, streamlined operations, and as well as also realignment of a corporate culture. So it's not just the realignment of the overall corporate strategy, but also realignment of the corporate culture. Lastly, you've got the implementation. Now, once this team has devised the strategy, they've gone through, they've tested the strategy, they have added their modifications, they've added their recommendations that were generated from those that participated in the strategy, in the strategy's sort of like creation and establishment. They will then need to implement this plan over an agreed timeline. Now, I do not know if you guys have ever seen limited edition products ever being released, but this is something that is usually done like in the US or in Japan. I mentioned these two countries because they are the only two that have made use of this specific manufacturing and marketing strategy. So what they would do is they would take an existing product. They would formulate the branding element, the packaging, the physical, those are the physical aspects of the product, except for the branding, as well as also then they would look at making a handful, manufacturing a handful, not prototypes. They're not prototypes. The first prototype was tested to see how well everything would fit together. They would make a limited edition or create or manufacture a limited edition of a product. And then they would test the waters by selling it. They would not give you any demos, nothing. It can be like a car. They would not give you any demos. For example, like car dealerships having demos, they would not, they would tell those dealerships, you will not use this limited edition as a demo because it is limited already. They only created 100. Then that thing gets sold, that product gets sold. Then they see what the market reception is. This is usually aligned in with the brand loyalty aspect that I mentioned at the beginning of our talk. Consumers that are brand loyal, the consumers that start demanding from the company, we want this, we want to see this, we want to see you do limited edition things because we support the product so much. A company would do that. Limited strategy. It's a limited strategy to generate, you know, like almost, it's almost like to generate a sales activity, but specific sales activity. Now, the most popular one where you see this exercise take place is mostly in the car manufacturing market. Companies like Nissan, companies like Honda, companies like not Mazda, like Fiat, companies like who else is there? Not Ford. I know Ford has not done that. Yeah, Ford even. Yes. Ford itself. Because just at the end of the year, they had like a, the end of last year, they had like a limited edition Ford, what's that Bucky's name? What's their Bucky's name? The Ford Ranger. They had a limited edition of the Ford Ranger. Now that limited edition was only for South Africa. The same as well as also, for example, for the VW, if you guys remember the City Golf, they made a limited edition of the City Golf, but a GTS limited edition. They only made 100 or 1,000 of the thing. Then there was like the other, it was the other City Golf that had the 1.8 liter engine. It was known as the R-Line City Golf. The thing that had 1.8 liter engine, guys, it was a powerful thing. That Golf was also a limited edition. It had specific, shock absorber, suspension. It had specific, rim size and tire size. It also, the engine was also slightly, although it was pretty standard as an 1.8 liter engine, it had certain aspects that you could only find in that Golf. Now, special editions, guys, take place to reward a market. So it's there to reward, to say thank you as a way. We now make available this car and we only manufacture X amount of this car. So anywhere else, you will not find this car ever again past this calendar year. That's what usually takes place in terms of the implementation aspect. Now, the ideas can be perfect or the ideas are just there to test the water, like I mentioned. And throughout this period, the brand will evolve and expand its market share. And it is also essential that the leadership needs to support this evolution through appropriate metrics and adaptable attitude to change. Now, on that point, guys, I know I promised yesterday, you know, in terms of interaction here on the brand conversation for today's session. Unfortunately, not. That had not been the case. However, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to get in studio and give you your day, the daily dose in terms of bulletins and news elements and discussion points. For that matter, this has been your brand conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And we'll see each other again later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. hot fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.